Blog Talk Radio.
With your girl, she rests live in the building. She's live on Left Radio Online, and we're broadcasting right live right here at Wordsmith's video shoot, doing that 1-2. We got the guests live in the chat room. Shout out to all my guests in the chat room. We're going down. We're going to have, like, mad people on the line Friday. I'm supposed to be in New York, but you already know what it is. I had to show love to my dude. Wordsmith's going down. You know what I'm saying? Shooting the music video tonight. So, we out here, you know what I'm saying, doing that 1-2. I'm doing my little cameo or whatever. We're going to have to have Calix Booty online, you know what I'm saying, representing this. The whole situation going down. We're going to have full dive in the building. We're going to have Donna McDonald in the building. We're going to play some hot music. So, we got the hot music going down tonight. So, y'all need to go ahead and call me at 347-7722. But you already know what it is, man. We're going to go into some music. I got this guy right here from A-Plus. You know what I'm saying? Who stole hip hop? You guys in the building.
Just relax. A-Plus going to take everybody's question.
A-Plus, why do you think the kidnappers contacted you?
A-Plus, how much ransom money did they ask for?
Brothers,
exclusive.
Somebody called me this morning. The voice was foreign. I couldn't recognize you, gave me the warning. You said Nas lied. Hip hop ain't dead. If you wanna see him alive again, then give me the bread. Thought to myself, is this cat doped up? Talking about I got hip hop gagged and broke up. I pinched myself like it was all a dream. Then I heard in the background a familiar scream.
Yo, what up, what
the
up?
Said, I ain't playing, I got hip hop. Now listen, here's the instructions to the drop. And come alone, and don't bring no cops. Location, Penn Station, no later than 8 o'clock. I want 100 mil, and unmarked bills. You got 24 hours of the shit'll be dead for real. I'm like, hold up, who the fuck is on the phone? The next thing I know, I'm talking to the dial tone. I hit redial and got him back on. You got hip-hop, to put him on the phone.
Yo, this is hip-hop. Y'all ain't seen me since the late 90s. Straight grimy, they got me where you can't find me. My hands and feet are tied and cover my eyes. I'm in a secret location, just waiting to die. And I can barely keep my head above water. They feed me once a day, nothing but bread and water. I'm undernourished, this is malnutrition. Before and after flicks, they really show the difference. Feels like every day is spent in jail. Dogs, they on my trail, but they losing my sense of smell. Yeah, they trying to lay a man in the dirt. I just pray somebody see the Amber Alert. Have my face on the milk box, and that's cool, but I'd rather get a little more coverage on Fox News. They shot pot, then they got big.
Never thought that hip-hop would take it this far.
Yo, this shit is real, I can't do it alone. I need some help, somebody get hold on the phone. And yo, what up, big homie, this is Plus. I'm sure you know me, real talk is going down. It's what the caller told me. I need your money, power, respect. The rock on deck, they ain't claiming said to bring that check. Call Nas, Jada, and Los. Tell them secure the coast. Be careful what you say on the phone, we ain't alone. I just got the news, the Jewels and Jim Jones. They want 100 mil, cash, euros, and francs. If we short the 50, we gon' need that piggy bank. Now I'm on my way to scoop Luda and Young Jeezy. Somebody make sure we don't forget to call Weezy. We need some cash money, let's get the cash money. You know them talking about the ski mask fast money. Tell Flex get on the air and be clear. And tell hip hop not to worry, we here. What up, T.I.? I know we never met, but I'ma need your connects to the niggas with the text. Hold on a sec. They left another message. I heard a kid would think the asshole sent the riddle.
I shot hip hop, held him underwater, then I hung him. I did it cause I love him. Who am I?
Shot him, held him underwater, hung him. A picture, I got it. He must be a photographer, and I bet you he been watching us with binoculars and just waiting for the right time to body us. And from the reports, I take it they ain't in the north. They say hip-hop was spotted somewhere near the Gulf. Now call Ross so we can head him off. We need the breaks from the video to him and DJ Khaled floors. He playing games, nigga left note. Yeah, now tell games, you're ready on the West Coast. Don't worry, they Drake is feminine. Now call Dre and tell him to call Eminem. You lose time.
Okay,
slipping away. I got a text from Tom. He said he coming with Kanye.
Hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
You never thought that hip hop would take it this far.
Hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
You never thought that hip hop would take it this far.
Hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
You never thought that hip hop would take it this far.
Hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
You never thought that hip hop would take it this far.
Yo, we got the whole rap legion of doom, but it's a shame it took this for us to meet in the room. It's getting late. I think we need to break up the team. DJ Clue got a clue. We heard screams and queens. Let's step back and look at the facts. He's a photographer trying to take shots at rap. Let's hit the streets. Time is wasting. If you get some information, call the radio station. The next day we got the break that we was looking for. They traced the call to the basement of a Brooklyn store. And everybody raced to the scene. Had the place surrounded. Had the things with the red beans. Went around back, saw the window crack. We ran ghosts, kicked the bitch in. Seen him sitting in the kitchen. Mouth gagged, blindfolded with his hands tied. He turned around, I couldn't believe my damn eyes.
Yeah, man, that was that joint right there from your man, A+, you know what I'm saying? Definitely going down. A+ is the man with the plan right there, you know what I'm saying? That joint was called Who Stole Hip Hop, you know what I'm saying? From the one and only A+. Y'all remember him, the latchkey kid. But we live, it's Friday, it's going down. We're going to have our co-host, Future Guru, going down in the building. along with Ebenisha, live in the building, a.k.a. Ebony, you know what I'm saying? And we want to shout out our sponsors, Strictly Bump One in the building. Also, we also want to shout out Ms. Gina, that's definitely sponsoring the situation, Killer Flutie, and we're going to have your man with the plan, Act the Fool, live in the building. Right now, I'm live, you know, going to do this cameo situation on Wordsmith joint right now in a few minutes, and the internet is going crazy right here, so this is what happens when you live and you mobile, son. You know what I'm saying? You got to make it happen. We in the building. So we're going to have Killer Kel, a.k.a. Future Guru, Future Guru 100 on Twitter, live in the building. So y'all going to check for him in a quick second. We're going to check our lines. We're trying, you know, see what's going on with this internet. But this is how it is, you know what I'm saying? So y'all be patient with me tonight. Be patient with the kid. But besides that, it's a lot of things going down. I will be in New York tomorrow. It's going down. I'm going to check True Son Ali, get some photos in, get it cracking. Shout out to Microphone Bully all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? That's family. Check them out from 6 to 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I mean, actually, from 6 to 9 o'clock each and every Sunday. But we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. What's cracking? Caller from the block number. What up?
862.
Caller from the block number. What's cracking, fam?
862. Is this Lush Radio?
Yo, this is Lush Radio, the one and only. What up, fam?
Yeah. Shout out to everybody on Twitter and the retweet squad. It's Future Guru 100, a.k.a. Killer Kel. Shout out to Lush Radio.
hey, yo, people got to bear with me, son. Like, the internet is crazy right now, son, but you know how we do, man. We get it cracking all day. Right now, I'm broadcasting live, you know what I'm saying, from the one and only Wordsmith, one of the hardest grinding MCs I've seen in the game, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing. Y'all know him from Bridging the Gap, you know what I mean, with Chubb Rock and everything. He's doing this thing right now. He's doing the video. I'm going to be doing a cameo. So I'm going to be running in and out, and my man Killer Kel, a.k.a. Future Guru 100, will be holding it down with Ebenisha. So I'll be popping in back and forth. So, you know what I'm saying? What up, Kel, man? Go ahead and give your shout-outs and everything, fam.
Man, I'm going to take it from the top. First of all, I want to shout-out to the Retweet Squad and Ebenisha and everybody in our camp and this movement. You got to shout-out Diverse Media Group. And what we're going to do right now is just tell everyone to follow us on Twitter. We got the Retweet Squad. We got Mixtape MP3 promo, and we got Lush Radio Online. Shout out to all everybody just like jumping in and knowing what we're about and want to call in and check us out. Today we're going to have just a great show. While Lush is doing her thing, you know she's busy out there supporting her artists and her people, her fans, and her people that came up with her in the game, and she know that grind hard. She's going to be there for them just like they know that she'll be there for her. Likewise, one hand washes the other. That's how we do it out here. And it's vice versa all day. It's vice versa all day. And when you have a real fam with you, you know, when they call on you, she's there. If you call on her, she's there. And you know, and when they come around and be there like that, that makes it, like, the networking worthwhile. Shout out to Wordsmith. You know, I might as well just let you know where she at right now. That's my co-host. Where you at, co-host?
Hey, you know I'm live right now. You know what I'm saying? That Wordsmith video shoot right now.
That's
doing
right.
Y'all know what it is, man. Shout out to all the Jersey cats, you know what I'm saying? All my cats and all the boroughs in New York. You live in the DMV doing that one, too. You know what I'm saying? Sky High.
You got Killer Flutie coming up. You got Killer Flutie. We got Killer Flutie coming up in this Paralyzed from Sky High ENT. We got that coming up. I know he listening. I know we going to have to take it from the top and shout out French Montana, Cocaine City, Lazy K, New York fam like that. And this Irvington, the Queens, when we say New York fam, we going to take it right to Farmers Boulevard and shout out Ruth Spitz from the top. Thank you, Lush Radio, for letting me get that in, because that's signed money already. Shout out to Cocaine City. Shout out to T-Bird and Dooley. You know, and that's what we're doing. And Lush, I got you. Whenever you got to go make your cameo, I know that makeup is tight, baby. Tell me about it. They putting makeup on you, baby?
Nah, son, you know, I always do my own. I can't do my makeup, son. I don't do that.
Shout out to all the makeup artists out there like Diva Mary Kay. She getting it in on
shout
the check-in,
man. Shout out to all the makeup artists, son. Shout out to all the makeup artists, the hairdressers out there.
That's right.
Thing, real talk. But, yo, son, check it. We got to shout out our sponsors, you know what I'm
saying? Go ahead.
Shop.com. Check her out. She got the hot jewelry, all the accessories you need.
Gina.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me give you her Twitter, Lush. Let me give you her Twitter for everybody. So when y'all listen to our show, man, you know what you need to do? Get a pen and a paper, pen and a pad. Get it out. Because we got Twitter shout outs and real business moves going on, man. This is not no romper room, no old school stuff. Like this is real. This is the new age for digital. This is not playtime. We got real people you should contact for discounts on jewelry, like www.ohanashop.com. Shout out to Gina28304 on Twitter. And shout out to Strictly Bump One. Strictly Bump One definitely been rocking with Lush Radio from the rip. So y'all need to know how Lush put things in place and likes to put things together for everybody to take it to the next level. Stop standing on the starting blocks, man. The gun bin went off. Bust them guns. Run, y'all, because we going in, man. We in the paint. The game clock is running. Y'all bugging, man. Y'all need to know where it's at. It's right here.
Yo, real talk, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people was talking. Yo, you seen the Gilbert Arena situation that was going down my throat?
Yes.
Like, what's up with that man? You got some words on that situation?
Ignorant. Yeah, because now they want to take have scanners, and when players and the press go to the locker room, who they going to blame? They going to blame Gilbert. They're going to blame Gilbert. My Giants boy is serving time right now. Shout out to Plaxico Burress, but he took a gun in the club. I mean, come on. He could have had security. We know about that. I mean, but that's what he's doing now is time. He's doing time and missing his kids right now. Let's not shout out to everybody that's locked down missing their kids.
And it's real. But the whole situation with Gilbert, like, come on, man.
Mistake.
This dude was like
Mistake.
The golden kid, man, for the DMV right now. And this cat, I mean, he just got off the situation and excuse my language. All ass man had the audacity to go on camera acting a fool on camera. Like, come on now. Like, what kind of game?
He's paying the price right now because he got suspended without pay, Lush.
No pay, son. No pay.
No pay. That's hard on a brother.
Yo,
that would be hard on a kid.
Son, they about to Mike Vick him real quick, son.
They took his hoop away. They took his backyard. He got to go play in his room with the door on a hoop and shoot. Shoot the ball at the garbage cans now.
Yo, that's crazy.
I know.
But one thing for our people out there is the thing is when you come up and you're getting out of the game and you're getting out of the streets, don't go back to the streets. If you're going back to the streets, go back to the streets to better the streets. Not to cause nonsense. Like, that was crazy. That was, like, uncalled for. Like, you was at the height of your career, and you just, like, messed it up for what? For stupidity. Like, come on, man. Grow up, man. This is real life right now. This ain't no fun and game. Like, right now, he just, like, destroyed his whole situation right now.
It's ugly, Lush, you know. And shout out to all the NBA fans, you know. And shout out to everybody. I love the game. You know, that's their slogan. I mean, to have the fans, like, to get robbed of the D.C. fans, hurt for them more than you hurt for Gilbert. Who's hurting for Gilbert right now? I mean, he's a millionaire. Okay, so let's stop that. Let's stop that. You know what I mean? I'm serious. And let's worry about the fans who can't go see their superstar on the court. They got tickets, man. They like, yo, I'm about to take you to the game. Who playing? Well, Gilbert's not playing. So, like, I mean, that's real. Like, I'm a fan. I mean, look at my team. I mean, you got guys, like the Giants. I mean, he's not even a Giant anymore. He's not even a member of the New York Giants anymore. That was the number one dude. So I take my team very seriously. I'm a football fan first, though. You know, I love the NBA and all that. I'm on the gridiron, man. I'm about that football. And you know, I'm like mad that Plaxico locked up. He's locked up.
Yo,
it ain't locked up. But he could have been. He could have bust that joint. He ain't busted.
It is what it is, man. You know, that's how the cookie crumbles. But anyway, man, we're going to have, you know what I'm saying, your girl Ebenezer live in the building with us.
Yeah.
Little Slutie in the building, Sky High in the building.
Yeah, he got that 407 number. Killer Slutie possibly calling from a 407. That's Killer Slutie probably calling from a 407. Be on the check-in. And my man, Glory Gang, rocking. He on the 609. Shout out to La Prophecy on Twitter with the mixtapes, Piff on Wax and all that. We got a MIB trying to come up doing a real thing, real heavy. Follow Glory Gang on Twitter and follow LAPROFECY on Twitter. The homies really getting in from my hood. That's from my hood, Jersey.
I just got a cat from France, son. Like let me tell you how global Lush Radio is right now, son.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like ridiculous. Like, we got a cat from France right now that did a drop for us.
Mm.
And it's ridiculous right now. Like,
I'm about to go after some of them cats too, Lush. That's what's up. You working hard, Lush. You go hard in the paint.
Yeah,
and that's what
I got this cat. Check this out. This cat right here. See, he's from France. He about to drop the joint for y'all real quick. This internet is like real ugly right now, son.
That's
when
good
I say
money.
Ugly, when I say this internet is ugly right now, son.
Have you seen my tweet? If you go on my timeline today, I'm glad you said that. What would make my twin? Lush my twin, y'all. Y'all need to fall back. You know, that's my twin, and I tweeted that today. And I was in the mix with some heavy promotion. I'm about to promote my man, Sancho the Kid on iTunes. Shout out to Sancho the Kid, how to not contest him, man. Y'all need to wake up. The show is live. And my man is on iTunes, and I'm about to show y'all some apps and go digital with him. He already rocking with me. So I'm going to tell y'all, we are where you need to be. Shout out to Lush Radio Online, please. Go to your internet and Google it or Bing it. We got two different ways to get reached.
Yeah. This is Kimmer from France, and so I want to shout out the Lush Radio. C'est Clément qui vient de France, de Paris, et je viens faire un gros big up pour la radio de Lush. Blah!
What? Who messing with that? Global, baby. They wanna mess with us. We dipping and touching y'all a little bit and tell you if you want to get your stuff out there, come through us and then do it. What you waiting on? Thank you for that drop. I want to drop from France, too. Yo, all my listeners, UK. I'm not okay. I want UK. You know? Let's go.
Over like crazy, yo. I'm gonna go to a quick commercial. We're gonna come back. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, Act a Fool will be on in a few seconds.
That's what I'm about to do. Act a Fool. I'm glad he's coming on.
So we can have him in a quick second. My switchboard is like going in and out on the kid.
Light up the phone lines. I'm about to Twitter that, Lush. Light him up. I'm about to Twitter light him up. The phone lines. You heard me?
Yo. I swear, son, this joint is like off the crazy.
It would have to be. It would have to be because I've been working today. And I know you have been. The Retweet Squad been working. Shout out to our new Retweet Squad members. Oh, really? We got Oh, really? E-A-E-O-U-G. I mean, E-A. I got to go get his Twitter name. I'm about to mess that up. Mizor304. We got Mizor304. We got Oh, really? We got Oh, really? We got E-A-U-O-R-E-A-L-L-Y. And we got Ebenezer. We got Colombian Princess. You know, the Retweet Squad is growing, and y'all need to follow that page, man. That's my page. And we going to help y'all.
Don't forget Miss Photographics and DT.
FM, bitch. DTFM, bitch.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? But the whole Retweet Squad is going hard in the paint.
Powerful stuff, Lush.
Tell them how
we started that together. Come on and get with that. What? We running this, man. Get at us so we can show y'all the way. We trying to do media, Africa, nationwide. You're going to holler at them. I know you're going to holler at them about that. They just better be listening. Worldwide, man.
Yo, everybody bear with me, yo. This internet is like crazy right now, son. I'm over here, you know what I'm saying, trying to get this joint cranking right now so I can go ahead and play this other music and get into some more music and stuff. But we're going to do the Hot or Not a little, you know what I'm saying, in the situation. But we're going to try to get this switchboard back up for us so we can go ahead and play some music and get into some of this Sky High, Paralyzed and all that and get it cracking. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, but I know Blog Talk on the, and they was doing a lot of maintenance on the show. So, you know, basically, you know, they trying to get the stuff together, but I hate when they do the maintenance while you're in the middle of doing the show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we ain't having that. Somebody better hurry up and go ahead and get on point with that, because we got some guests, we got some things to do, so. You know, shout out to Blog Talk, man. We know that they got to go do their thing, but we got to do our thing, too. I mean, you're trying to... Slide it here, man. Slide the service right here. Let's go.
We definitely trying to go ahead and get this joint cranking right now, you know what I'm saying? So we waiting for the switchboard. But besides that, man, hey, tell them about the joint that's going down with your man.
I'm here to talk about
the showcase.
The showcase with DJ Envy is definitely in effect January 12th. And I need to shout out www.com, twitter.com, /SlickTalkJ, and twitter.com/ DJ Envy, 105 Power, 105 FM, you know, the Heart of the City Showcase going down in Elizabeth every Tuesday. And for the most part, I'm supporting Lush Radio Online. I'm supporting Microphone Bully. Shout out to Biz.
Definitely
shout out to Lush Radio, because I know I got that package in the mail, so I could represent Lush. And this is really what I'm about to say is I know it's in the mail, and I'm gonna have her stuff before the 12th, so I could big up the show and represent and distribute the information properly, because I am a promoter. So why wouldn't I be at the showcase? Y'all need to listen to this real quick, because you know what? If you ain't ready for this, you ain't ready to make no money, and you ain't ready to pay me. So guess what? I'm going to be at the showcase. And since it ain't no music right now, guess what? I need to tell y'all, if you want to get popping with some promotion, and you want to be involved in this showcase, Slick Talk J has started off the 2010... And we've been down for a year already, just on Twitter. All of us came in it together. Me, Prof, Presley Girl One. Shout out to Presley Girl One. Shout out to Killer Slootie. Killer Slootie could tell you when he jump on the line. We always at it at the beginning, man. So don't think that I just started rocking with Slick Talk J. And I'm trying not to curse tonight. But don't think I just started rocking with Slick Talk J. You know, because here's the thing. He know what it is with me. I'm a promoter. He's a promoter. So he invited me to the Power 105 FM. Like I said, on Wednesday show, we love our internet. But I am rocking with FM radio. Don't act like I ain't. It's New York. I'm in Jersey. I've been here. I'm from Irvington. And I gets involved. Shout out to French Montana, Cocaine City, Sky High ENT. But y'all need to know something. I'm going to be at this showcase, and if you want to get your stuff out there, you need to hit me on this email right here, future Guru100@gmail.com, just like my Twitter, FUTURE. I told y'all to get a pen. Guru100. Future Guru100.
I'm back in the set. I got that. You want to go ahead and, I think I got that paralyzed right there. You know what I'm saying?
You want to rock that first? You might as well, because I done bit them up. Rock my boys, please, Les, because we waiting for that. We got something that we played on Hot or Not last week, and we about to hit y'all with it again. I'm from Irvington, so is T-Bird, Dooley, and the whole Sky High ENT. And we don't allow no lames in the camp. We don't allow no scrubs in the camp. They pay dues. I pay dues. That's what we doing now, bringing y'all real music, hip-hop, studios in Orange, New Jersey. Shout out to Lush Radio.
We in the building, Lush Radio. Let's get
rock it.
Big Cat Red Car.
At all.
See, I cut it real short like the large hair.
At all. I know you hear me beyond clear. I can have young Snooty put one through your mind clear. You talk about goons, I keep a squad near. And all my fellas fly like Con Air. After the barrel rise, you will start to analyze. Shots will leave you paralyzed up when the ratchet rides. It's like we love getting at you guys. Fake niggas, we don't advertise.
Yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, you heard it from your man Chubb Rock, since we're talking about Chubb Rock right now. You already know the bridge in the gap with your man Word Smith. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his 1-2. Y'all need to go ahead and get that, download that. Go ahead and purchase that. Support the kid Word Smith. He's doing his thing. Right now we live at the video shoot, man. And I'm trying to do this joint at the same time I'm doing the switchboard. While yeah. I got my beautiful co-host live in the building.
You're beautiful too, baby.
We got thank both you. Of them in the building. We got Ebenezer and we got Future Guru
what?
Live in the building. What, what? Up? What
yo,
up?
Yo,
what up?
Yo.
Ebenezer, who is that? Who is that? Who is that?
Yo, what up?
That's Ebenezer?
That's Ebenezer in the building.
The one and only.
Cali, y'all. Who listening that's needs to know that's Cali? That's Cali. Hey, Ebenezer, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, we doing it big. That song you just heard was Paralyzed from Sky High ENT. Spell Sky with two Y's and log on to www.skyhighondeck.com. Glide in. Shout out to Killer Slooty. Shout out to T-Bird.
Yo, we got a caller from the 973 live in the building, son.
Yeah.
Who that? Caller from the 973. You're live in the building. On
speak
Lush
up, 973.
You know what I'm saying? With your girl, Ebenezer, and your girl, Lushy Lush, broadcasting live from Wordsmith's video shoot. What up, man?
Ain't that right?
Yeah, what's good? What's going on out there?
Who's speaking on the call in the Hot or Not show? Who that?
This is Mr. Nork Illustrated, 973.
What?
Mr. Nork.
That's Illy Nork. Shout out to Nana. Miss Nana, whole campaign is serious. Shout out to NI Marketing, you need
to
Twitter
that.
We're gonna go ahead and tell y'all the blog spot. I mean, that is ridiculous. That I sure left that website and she said, yo, they got some banging stuff on here. Real talk, that's how we do. We check everything out. And I told Nork Illy today, Big Sev, shout out to Big Sev. This is Big Sev on the line. You know, I told Big Sev today, believe me, that I talked to him today. And when you go check out Nork Illy, check out his default website. Don't play around. When you go
no
to
doubt.
Sign out online, go check that out. Don't play around. When you go to iPromote89 on Twitter, because we talking Twitter names, because we know we ain't playing around. We on Twitter.
We real heavy in the game. Real heavy.
Throw names around and type them in, man. You could Google them from here. Nork Illy. Shout out to Nork Illustrated. Let my man run it down for y'all, man.
No doubt.
That's
what
it.
Up,
tell them
what
what's up.
Hey, yo, I'm definitely loving the Newark Illustrated shirts, man.
Yes.
Hey, yo, Miss Nana, she definitely, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. I seen her when she was a little one doing her thing, and I definitely respect her grind. The whole family, y'all definitely doing y'all thing over there. Jersey in the building.
East Coast, man. East Coast all day, man.
I hope you just heard that track we played by Sky High, because we signed to French Montana, Cocaine City. I hope you just heard how we coming from Irvington, man. I'm an Irvington cat. I got a screw loose.
Hey, man. East Coast all day, man.
Bruce Spitz from Queens, and that's a Sky High track that was just from Irvington to Queens. Irvington to Queens is real, y'all. LL is the farmers, and so is Ruth Spitz. Wake up.
All right.
Montana, we here. Acom Music, we here.
Y'all go ahead and shout that out. Shout that out. Tell somebody about that.
No doubt.
Talk about Miss Nana's things. What's going on with that, sir?
Oh, man, the movement is real crazy. You know, Miss Nana is our flagship artist, 8 years strong, on the ground, heavy online promotion, getting it in, major tours with Bow Wow, Chris Brown, and it's all credited to In Our Marketing. That's the team, that's my company, In Our Marketing, and our staff from North Illustrated that's been promoting Nana online for 8 years strong. We did The Garden with Chris Brown, Bow Wow, Trey Songz, you know what I'm saying? It's just real heavy right now. She's the future of this hip-hop thing, and it's just a matter of time before it goes worldwide. You know what I mean? We wanted to build a strong foundation. We didn't want to end up like no one-hit wonder out the blue. Nobody never heard of you, and you come out and blow up off one single, then the next year you're dead. So we wanted to build a strong foundation and then follow that up with a 10, 15-year career and whatever she wanted to do. So that's the movement, and we predicted this since she was 10 years old. We predicted 18, 19, she's going to be an international superstar. But, you know, NI Marketing is responsible for building that foundation, because any superstar, if you study Beyonce, all the big dudes, they had a foundation and built it up from the bottom when they were doing it since they was kids. And no other exception, but Ms. Nana going to get it. NI Marketing, the number one promotion company. We promote all groups, all budgets from $50 to $10,000. We get it there. We primarily helping independent artists. Now, a lot of major labels are saying we're doing a Nana. They want to know what is the formula. Hard work, that's the formula. It ain't just about money. It's hard work, because you can have $1 billion or be a basketball player and sign your man from around the block and put up $3 million, but he ain't going to go nowhere if you don't know what to do in that hard work and put it in the right spot. So that's what we did with Miss Nana. Now, we on fire, man. We on fire. We get calls from everybody. The niggas that the Duffel Bag Boy Dollar and them just hit us up last week saying they want us to promote their new project. So they starting to wake up and see that, you know, the internet is where it's at, man. The internet is where it's at. Oh, so that's what NI Marketing do, and did, and Nana is our flagship artist to show that you can stay relevant up against a Nicki Minaj, a Lil Mama. All these people who have record deals, Nana ain't had one yet. I mean, Bow Wow offered the 2 record deals, but, you know, that's another story. My point is that without a record deal, without a major single, or without radio play, she managed to stay relevant through all these girls that had major deals and came and went, and she's still in the race. It's over. It's still in the race. Crazy.
Tell the cats how many hits you got on that video, man.
Ooh, let's pay.
I mean, which one? Because, you know, we got it's so many out there. Wallstar, she did over a quarter million hits. You talking about Wallstar? See, we're in our marketing, we hit everywhere, not just YouTube. We hit Wallstar. We hitting everywhere. So we want to make sure the numbers is balanced, because if you just only get hits on YouTube, you ain't doing it. You got to be hitting Wallstar, allhiphop.com. We hit In Our Marketing, we hits everywhere, man. Serious, man. I'd rather spread it out instead of having a million hits on YouTube. I'd rather have 100,000 on YouTube, 100 on Wallstar, 100, you know, that way the love is spread it all around. You feel me?
And me and Lus picked up on that. Ain't that crazy, Lus?
That's what it is.
I'm going to tell you, Lus, this is something that Lus don't even know yet, but I'm going to tell Sev this. I told Sev today that I was working at the building, you know, because I had to work to get to where I'm at.
No, you got it, man. You got it, baby.
I told him I was working at 550 Broad Street when Miss Nana did a video, and I was out of school already. I had already learned HTML programming, and I had left Maryland and came back to Jersey by then. So Sev know exactly when I was at that building, and Sev know when Miss Nana did the video shoot, because that's his daughter. So Miss Nana was there, and I was there. And I was grinding like, yo, I'm about to be locking in with him in a little while. You never know when it's going to come back and be. It's today, y'all. It's today.
Wow. Yeah, that's ironic right there, baby.
I didn't even have to talk to I seen him walking down the hallway, and I dapped him up. And they was about to go shoot on a 550 sign. I'm telling you real talk. I dapped him up in the hallway and said, yo, that's what's up. And she got on and did the shoot on the ledge on the said 550. I was out there.
Yeah.
Don't
play
with me.
Yeah.
That was a few years ago because I learned, hey, I told y'all I ain't new to this internet. And whoever talked to me before heard that. So I told Steph that today. So knock it off.
Wow, that's what it is.
Real talk, man. Real talk, man. I'm here, man. I'm outside all the time. I stopped in his store years ago when before I even left Jersey. I came back downtown and stopped at his store. Newark Illustrated store. Yeah, drop off, man. I've been in the store. Newark Illustrated shirts everywhere. They black and white. Get out of here.
All day. That's what it is. It's good. But what I want to really get out there, which has been a misconception about the movement, and although we from Newark Illustrated ain't about Newark, it's a movement for the underground artists. You feel me? I want people to think that it's just about Newark. Newark Illustrated is just, that's where we from, but it's a movement for the independent artists coming up. You know what I'm saying? Illustrating the struggles. I want people to think that, because a lot of people be scared to holler because they think you got to be from Newark. When I did the Newark Illustrated Idol, which is a major talent show in Jersey, we had people come from Connecticut, Boston, Philly, all over, because it's a movement, man. That's just a company. That don't mean it's just about Newark. You feel me?
Nope.
It's a movement. We have people all over Ohio buying Newark Illustrated shirts. They want to be part of the movement. It ain't just about Newark. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to, you know, clarify that situation, because a lot of people be scared to holler because they think we're going to say where you from, and if they don't say Newark, we're going to shut them down. You know what I mean? But that's negative.
That's deep. You know why that's so deep? Because I had the first night I was on Lush Radio online. Tell them, Lush, did I ever say that stop being local? I said that.
Okay.
Stop trying to be local. I said that on the first Lush Radio interview. Lush took the time and wanted to interview me, dog.
Oh, what?
I'm going back about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and it was like on from there. So I told them, that's one of the first things I said. The artist got to have a desire to not want to be local. She asked, what are some of the challenges? I'm bringing real talk back.
Okay.
This blog talk, she asked me that question. That's my co-host. I wasn't her co-host then, but I am now.
Oh, so you just recently got over her.
We on. It's us. I'm the head of operations.
Okay.
It's not a joke. This is us. It's me, Lush Radio, and Ebenesha. Shout out to the whole Retweet Squad. I told you about the Retweet Squad already. I know I had said a lot earlier when we was talking, but you that Nick, you that dude. I can't. I'm trying to keep everything real 100 and professional. You that dude. I'm letting everybody know. Newark Illy is that dude. I'm about to Twitter that.
Holla. That's what it is. And you know, like I said, we got to keep it 100, and that's why people respect it. Because we don't just let now I do major radio shows, man. The streets, man. You got to keep it real with the streets if you plan on being in this business for a long time. You got to balance. You feel me? You told me to call. You know, man. I'm not no big headed dude. What I do, I call my dude. You feel me? So it's about keeping it real. So a lot of this situation. Industry is based on relationships and respect from the smallest to the biggest.
Me and Les talk about that every day. Me and Les talk about that every day. Every day. Every day, Les and I, just for the record, I got to stop right there. Every day, Les and I talk about building relationships with our sponsors and our music. We are not just music. Please understand that we about to get some big sponsors, because I'm putting my wheels is not in no mud. I'm drag racing with drag racing slicks on.
Nice.
And I am an Englishtown, New Jersey cat with trying to put a track team together, so I know about drag racing. I am not in no mud. I will leave. I'm a whole shot dude. I'm about the whole shot. I'm out of there. From
that's
the home, way back in the day, I'm a drag racing dude. Anybody know my website? It's streetquickmusclecars.blogspot. Get out of here.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, Ebenesha, you want to ask my dude a question real quick? You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Network.
My question for you is, what's next?
What you say?
Have a movement going on, right?
Hold up. Can you speak up a little bit?
I have to take my headset off. I said, you said you have a movement going on right now. So what's next with your movement?
Well, what's next is the movement. It's Miss Nana just dropped the new college fundraiser CD. That's going to iTunes next week. It's called The Future of Hip Hop. We want to basically do about 10,000 copies of that. We got the NI marketing side. Unsigned artists or signed, you know, to build their buzz up. We want to do at least 30 clients. We did 20 last year. We want to do 30 clients to help out from the bottom up, giving them promotion on YouTube. Everything we kind of did with Nana, we want to do with a lot of up-and-coming artists. We got the Newark Illustrated Idol, the showcase that's coming in June. So any artists looking on, get a single deal with Newark Illustrated. Y'all know our parent production company is the Soul Diggers. We produced the Let It Go for Missy Elliott, Keisha Cole's a Lil' Kim. We produced that Take You There by Donnie from Making a Band. So the team is really, really big, man. Like, now I got a big team behind her. We wanted to build her from the bottom without having to, like, my partners could get Puffy on the phone, like, at the drop of a dime. But we don't want to go straight to Puffy. We want to show you how you could build straight from them and go to the top. That's the next move for the whole Look Illustrated movement. So we got Miss Nana, we got the IU, we got the marketing team, we got the clothing company, we got the help and the other artists. It's just a big movement, Look Illustrated. We illustrating the bottom crowd of Look and bringing them up to the top. You can start at the bottom with nothing and bring them to the top. You feel
shout
me?
Shout out those streets. Bergen and Market, shout out.
No doubt, no doubt. Johnson Avenue, Stratford Place, Prince Street, you know what I mean? Springfield, Chancellor, you know, Jersey Newark is in the building, but it's a worldwide thing. It's not just about Newark. Newark is the foundation, don't get me wrong. Newark is definitely the foundation, but it's not just about Newark. Feel me?
That's
all right,
right.
So
that's
when you
right,
coming
Seth.
Out west?
We coming out. Well, we got a couple calls from this. We're gonna do some shows out there, but a lot of the shows has been promo. We just trying to get a couple lined up. Like we're gonna come out there. A lot of love from the Bay Area. The Bay Area has been incredibly supportive of me.
I got some
like,
people.
Yo, we need you out here.
I got
oh
some
my
people.
God.
I'm gonna start twittering these names to you.
Yeah.
About this Bay Area that I got on lock out there.
Here's the thing.
I got them for you, sir.
Yeah, but what we trying to do is line up a couple. Like, we want to come out there. Like, we got, like,
right.
one or two, but we trying to come out there, like, one weekend and maybe hit a event in the daytime, one in the night, like, six shows. Like, we don't want to come out there and do one. Now, if it's about some bread, then we'll come out there and do half a show. But most of them been promo shows, and we respect the promo shows to break in the new markets, but we need to line up about six to make it work, make it make some sense. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so they've been barking up.
The next couple of days, Seth, you're gonna hear from me about all this Bay Area that I got right here.
Okay.
My man just got his video, Honest Bob. He just got his video accepted to MTV on the countdown. So I'm definitely gonna tell you about that. That's
okay.
All I got to say. I gotta stop right there. I can't even go no further. Shout out to
okay.
Honest Bob on Twitter. You know.
No doubt.
And then what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is North Philly. That's actually the company. My name is, I'm Big Seth, but you know, I'm all about branding, so my company, North Illustrated, I'm North Illy on Twitter. And my
that's
daughter,
right.
Miss Nana, is Miss Nana Online. As a matter of fact, another announcement, we just got the confirmation for Music Choice. Her video, Crusher Man, will be on Music Choice next week, and that's countrywide. So everybody that got Cablevision or Comcast that got demand, the video by Miss Nana is going to be on Music Choice TV, and that's all over the country. So that's a lovely book.
Let me tell you where else Miss Nana going to be, huh? Before y'all even go any further, because I see where this is going. Sev, me and Sev talk for like 10 minutes, and from between then and now, we know what it is, right? Cause, so I'm going to do something for Sev, who already down with this N.I., to show y'all it ain't even always about bread. Like, it's never that. I came in the game doing stuff on the arm. I can't curse tonight. But sometimes you just got to be professional. Like, I'm really trying to tell y'all what it is. If I could say, if he bring a new video to me, and I'm pledging to do some hits for Miss Nana on her brand new YouTube, I told Sev that I would do that. So y'all need to wake up. And I'm not playing about no money.
All right.
And when I told Sev that when she come out with a brand new so we can start from zero with the counter, I do hits for real. Ask Gina, ask a bunch of people on Twitter, and I'll start Twittering their names who already down with me and been down with me for 7, 8, 9 months. Don't make me get country. 7, 8 months. I will say that. 7, 8 months. I've been going on Twitter, and I'm stronger with it. Go ahead with it, man, and come at me, man. come correct with the PayPal info, man. Don't play with me on PayPal. My PayPal is serious. I play with y'all just to say that I don't want to take a lot of money from y'all. I'm not into taking. I'm into giving. I'm charging y'all and giving y'all more than what I'm charging y'all. Knock it off. Don't play with me on Twitter, man. Please don't play with me on Twitter, y'all. Shout out to Less Radio, my co-host, and I'm her head of operations. Less Radio is the CEO. Don't do sidewinder moves to Lush. Come through me, man. You got to come through me, dog.
Yeah, man. Follow that chain of command, man. Y'all cats out there that be trying to, sneak through the big dog, going through this, going straight to the big dog. Follow that protocol, man. And see, a lot of people be trying to get that Nana. Hey, can you do the show? She, like, holler at my manager. They, like, well, why we can't talk to you? She block them right there. Disrespect.
Talk about
not
that,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you block.
Exactly.
You
people
block.
Need to know that. There is a chain of command when you're dealing with artists.
Of course,
any situation
is a chain of command. You gotta respect that. And people like that. Now she already knows she done blocked plenty of people that asked her for a drop. She like holler at my manager. You could get holler at my manager, but I can't holler at you. Block.
Ain't that crazy?
Discussion.
That's the
way
I did it. That's the way I did it. And Nana gave me a drop, and I hollered at Miss 89, shout out to I promote 89, shout out to I promote 89, and shout out to North Philly right now. Because I got the drop from Nana already. Knock it off, man.
All right.
It correctly. Because I ain't stupid. And so don't y'all act stupid on Twitter. Please. Get it together.
Exactly.
Yo, I can't play around. This is a serious show. This is a serious show, y'all. This is about networking and no BS. I can't cuss tonight. I don't know who's listening, man. I can't cuss tonight. No BS. No BS.
Yeah, well, these people, they're going to wake up when they realize, well, why this person ain't calling me back? Why am I blocked? Blase, 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 blah. Then they're going to start seeing, like, okay, they're going to realize, well, what did I do to get blocked? Okay. You've been really disrespectful. And it's funny because the artists, you know, they got to be political. They'll play the game, like, you know, can I have your number? Boom, boom. Okay, cool. Hold on 1 second. Click, you know, they got to do certain moves political, but then you realize, well, what happened? Okay, you was disrespectful. You pushing up. An artist can't say no. It's not I can't say no. I can't give you no job. No disrespect, but that's being politically correct. The manager got to say it. So even if Ms. Nana, I tell you she can't, and I'm coming back as the manager says she can't because, you know, you're not worthy of a drop because you're not doing nothing, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You got to respect that, but going straight at Ms. Nana, you ain't going to never get it because there's somebody over Ms. Nana. It's a team. You know, when artists try to operate solo, they will never get nowhere.
And honestly, it was just a pure connection the way I did it. So don't think that I don't know the rules. And don't make me curse tonight, y'all. I'm trying to be on this show. I am. But we are from Cali to the DMV, right back to the North, right back to the hood, right back to Irvington.
All right.
Here, and my office open. Let me tell you, a few people done been here to my office. They know how I get down. And it ain't no games. I show them everything. If they want to get down, they're going to leave knowing. So I'm good. My office doors are open. I got office hours.
Hey, yo, Guru, real quick. Everybody's listening to stuff real quick, man. You know, right now I'm trying to get this internet together out here with the situation of Blog Talk is doing their thing. So I'm doing maintenance in between. So we're trying to get the music and everything cracking. But right now.
Well, we got to shout out our Hot or Not people now, right now then. We got who coming up when she get the internet? We got Santo the Kid, J Dub. And GS Billionaire and names on Twitter, NAYMEZ. Now, first of all, these cats is ready for this Hot or Not, and they on deck. So let Lush handle her video shoot. And y'all know y'all getting Twitter the music. I got to Twitter some music now, Lush. I got to Twitter what's coming up on my cats with the MP3s. So shout out to Mixtape MP3 Promo. I just started two cats over there while we on the line. If y'all go to Twitter, twitter.com, Mixtape MP3 Promo, I'm about to put names on there, and I'm about to put J-Dub on there, and I got to put Sancho the Kid on there, because they know what it is already. See, we got contestants that know what's up. They know what's up. Like I done gave my contestants $200 worth of promotion. From where I'm standing, they know they ahead because we about to go into some big area, a big arena. iTunes. Shout out Santo the Kid on Twitter. SANCHO the Kid. You know, Lush Radio is getting made up. Baby, you got your makeup on? Lush, Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush, she probably on deck getting made up right now. So Lushy Lush, when y'all see me Twitter, Lushy Lush is # Lushy Lush. And the thing that I want to make clear is that she is the CEO. So show some respect.
All right.
Show some respect, you know. Lushy Lush, you getting your makeup on? You doing your own makeup right now?
Son.
Where Ebenisha at, yo? What's up?
Son. I ain't gonna use it, but I'm gonna grab Wordsmith real quick so he can say a couple of words real quick.
Yeah, cause I need his Twitter page anyway, yo. Let me get Wordsmith's Twitter page. Bring it up. Bring him up.
Hey, the Wordsmith's Twitter page is Wordsmith Music on Twitter.
Wordsmith Music? No underscores or nothing. I'm about to Twitter him.
No underscores. Wordsmith.
Huh? All right.
Wordsmith.
Yeah, get him on the line because we live. Let him know we live, Lush.
I know we live. Hold on. Let me
get live. That's what live functions is all about. We got. She's on location, man. Y'all got time for this? Get it together, man.
Hold on, one second.
It's live with Lush. I'm Twittering that Wordsmith Music is live with Lush, and Lush is live online, Lush Radio. Come on, man.
Every time
we
get his internet cracking over here,
is
like
in between. All right, we got another song coming up. If not, we're going to have to back the blog talk like we ain't going to marathon this joint. Hey, Lush, we about to go into marathon.
Hey,
I'm going to have to stay on the line so you get your ass to the crib.
Google.
Who up there?
Google, we live right now, yo. Everybody listen up, man. This is one of the hardest working artists in the DMV, worldwide, international. We got an official stamp for me. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. We live on location with your boy, Wordsmith, in the building, man, for real. Hey, yo, everybody listen up, man. Wordsmith going to say a couple of words to y'all live in the building. Tell us what's going down out here in the DMV real quick, man. Hey, for 11
Hold on, what's going on? I think this is my fourth time on this show.
Man, what's your Twitter? Man, what's your Twitter? That Twitter ain't work. Tell me your Twitter. I'm Twittering you, man. What's up?
All right. Twitter me at Wordsmith Music. Just hit Wordsmith Music. Type that in like the find section. And you hit me up on there. Leave me some messages. Leave me some good ones, man. I'll definitely hit you back, man.
Hey, man. One S then. It's got to be one S. One S. W-O-R-D Smith. Okay, I got you. That's what it is. That's what it is. Now I got you. You Twitter right now, live with me, and this is Future Guru 100, and I'm going to follow you right now. You know, I'm going to follow you right now. That's me that just hit you. Oh, yeah, I got your page on deck. Shout out to Wordsmith Music. Don't play, man. Tell us what's up with you out there.
Oh, man, we on the set, like Lush was saying, man. I'm shooting my UK single right now, Tour Guide the New Bride. It's basically like a short film. So I'm just out here getting it in, man. It's my second video, and I think 3 weeks or 4 weeks, I shot my U.S. single two weeks ago, Kapow Line. So,
now, you're the hardest working for real.
Hey, man, I got to get it in. I'm looking forward to a big 2010. I'll finally be getting on that national level, man. The single I shot a couple weeks ago, just starting to hit radio. I got Alabama, Milwaukee, and I picked up North Carolina today as well. So,
Wait a minute. For a Ransom, for FM?
Yeah, man, I couldn't sit in the underground anymore because...
Wait a minute. That's a good look that you just said it like it wasn't nothing, like you couldn't sit in the underground no more.
I'm not paying attention.
It's a good thing. Wake them up, man.
Yeah, because I feel like this. You make music to test it at the highest level. You know what I mean? You don't make music just to have your boys here in your room or your people on your block here. I make music, and I think everybody else, you make music to get it tested at the highest level. That decides if people like you, they don't like you. So,
man.
I feel like I've done what I'm doing on the ground. I had to go ahead and, you know, pony up the money and get help and get investors to do these radio campaigns. But it's so I can get on that national level and have that national name and do more things. You know what I mean?
Man.
So,
I can't say nothing else that I heard tonight. And besides Newark Illy and 973 area code calling in, I'm keeping it so real right now that I can't curse. There ain't no cursing right now. I done said that before. Y'all is making me be professional. I am the head of operations at Lush Radio Online, so you can call me. DM me if you want my number. I'm not putting my number on Twitter, man. What's wrong with y'all?
What's that
Wordsmith
music?
That's Ebenezer hollering at you.
Yeah, it's Wordsmith music. Definitely please hit me up.
I'll at him. I'll at him.
Stop.
Ebenezer's setting up the Cali shows, man. She's going to be networking and consulting.
Okay.
So, shout out to Ebenezer. That's fam.
I like to hear the entrepreneur status, man. That's the stuff I like to hear.
We
but
got
like
bosses in our camp. We got bosses not taking losses.
Okay.
Hey, Lush, this is a profitable 2010, Lush.
Hey, yo, Ebenezer, you got a question for Wordsmith, you know what I'm saying, real quick?
Holla.
Yes, Wordsmith, when you making it to the West Coast?
Oh, you know what, I actually, I'll definitely be on the West Coast this year. The last time I was there was actually last year in January. I was at the Temple Bar in Santa Monica, and I also played another spot called Airliner, so... Definitely,
wow.
I'll be out there. I'm going to be getting some radio play out there, too. So that, you know, I'll be out there doing probably more shows than I ever done on the West Coast. But I love it out there. I love the people, the culture, how y'all lay back. And, of course, I love that, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Wordsmith, we got to go out there together then, because when you coming to Jersey. See, I'm coming to Jersey. Hold on. He got to come to Jersey so we can go to Cali. So stop the bus. Hold up. Amtrak. We calling all buddy pass jokers. Y'all ain't got no buddy pass. I got a buddy pass, clown. Hold up. And I will go. I will go.
But then the cops be all at your door and stuff like. Yo, who was the word that was talking that stuff on there? You got to.
I'm gonna travel. That's right. I'm gonna travel.
When you come out this way.
I love my girl Lush. She supports me heavy, man, and I'm about to, like I said, go to that next level. She's definitely coming with me, and I'm going to definitely take care of her.
Lush.
Thanks for having me on again, baby.
Lush.
Yeah, Lush. Yeah.
Lush, you're doing your thing out there, baby. That's live like that, Lush. It don't get no better, Lush. Hey, Lush, I'm winking at you.
What are you winking at?
I'm winking at you, Lush.
Yeah.
She live in the building. That's what she tell y'all every show. Live in the building. Wake up. The CEO telling you that? Man, get out of here, yo.
Yo, real talk. Let me tell y'all how much respect I got for this dude, Wordsmith. Like, this dude, I met him, like, maybe, like, last year or something. And I was just checking this cat, and I was just seeing his grind. I was like, yo, cat's been saying this dude name. Like crazy, and I never seen this dude in my life, but I've been hearing his name circulate, right? You know what I mean? So, for this one, he was just like starting doing this thing, right? So, like, he was doing a situation. Shout out to my man, BZB and B More. He was doing an event, and he had Chubb Rock live in the building, and also there was Rakim in the building, and then they said, yo, Wordsmith in the building. I said, Wordsmith in the building. It's not Word. I said, I've been hearing this dude name for a minute. So then I said, all right. So I came through. I said, yo, son. Because it was like mad media over there. I said, yo, let me just hit you up. And I want to get an interview with you. Because I respect grinders. That's how I got at Gould. That's how I got at Ebenezer. I respect grinders. If you ain't grinding, if you ain't going hard, then go home. You heard me?
You got to go home. You got to go home and go turn your TV on or something.
For real. And this dude right here, man, is basically representing Hard Body, you know what I'm saying, DMV area. And just to let y'all know, he got nominated for Next to Blow in the DMV area, you know what I'm saying, at the DMV Awards, which is going down next week. On the 17th, you know what I'm saying, at the Hampton, Hampton Center, and I'm going to be on the red carpet, working the red carpet.
So I heard that.
Check for the kid, you know what I'm saying, me and my girl Natasha, we're going hard with the PR services, we're going to be live in the building, Dre all day on the paint, you know what I'm saying, Brother Maniac is going down, going to be all kinds of artists doing their thing, my man Quicksilver got, you know, hit up and nominated in regards to that, where they do that at. You know what I'm saying?
That's
single.
Too much.
Y'all been seeing that situation. It's going down. My girl Madam got nominated. So it's definitely going to be real serious. Like this dude right here, I respect him because even he was one of the cats that I felt like was underrated because this dude right here basically started from nothing and became something. No matter what, and sometimes he felt like he wanted to give up, but he continued to grind. This dude, you know what I'm saying, linked up with Chubb Rock. Y'all already know Chubb Rock, you know what I'm saying, classic.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, man, a legend. So he linked up with that, did the Bridge in the Gap, but he was doing mad music before that, doing mad mixtapes, getting his grind on in Baltimore. The cat linked up with, you know, Strada, you know what I'm saying, out in Canada, you know what I'm saying. He got, like, crazy producers. And he landed a deal with video games out in Japan. Like, dude is an international dude. Like, real talk. Like, this dude grinds crazy. Stupid. He's all over the place. And I got to tell y'all, cats, for y'all independent artists, y'all need to stop. Like, we just stop thinking about this neighborhood block fame. I'm getting
right.
My hood. Like, we need to expand. If you really want to get
exactly.
Big money, real money, then you need to expand. Like, stop saying, yo, oh, my man's with them. They rocking with me. Oh, we in here. What are you recording for? Record for a purpose. Like,
yo, it costs money to record, so ain't nobody wasting no time on recording you, man.
You know, come on,
I better wake up, man. First of all, if you ain't got no money to record, stop talking. Stop talking. And I'm going to give it to you real. I'm going to ask you first, are you recording, are you doing shows?
Exactly.
So then you're not wasting my time when I dunk on you with that phone.
And
I will slam dunk like my name LeBron. Don't make me curse. I will slam dunk on you.
Another thing I was going to let y'all independent artists know is, this year going into 2002, it's not just about how many bars you spend. Like, I don't care if you spend, like, 16, 20 bars. I don't care. It's about your performance on the stage. Like, you have to be able to grab an audience. You have to be presentable. You have to actually have talent a little bit. But most of the time, it's all about your stage presence. You know?
Exactly.
It's all about your stage presence and how strong your team is. You know what I mean? So
thank
let's get
you,
the plan together. Get your business together when you're stepping in this game. Like, this dude right here has created a business. You know, he has created the standard of what grind is. That's the reason why I respect this dude, Wordsmith. That's
shout
the
out to
reason
Wordsmith.
Why I'm all the way out here at this joint supporting this dude because I respect his grind. You feel
yo,
me?
Yo, can I tell y'all all something right now? Shout out to Lush Radio Online, CEO, make your big executive decisions and how sweet this show is going. We going marathon. We might have to stay online, and it's nothing. Because I don't mind staying on the line. If y'all want to rock with me, I'm going to Twitter and tell y'all what I'm about to do. I'm about to play some music from my cats on my mixtape MP3 promo page so they know we got them. So shout out to Sancho the Kid on Twitter, S-A-N-C-H-O, you know. And shout out to G.S. Billionaire and Nate, N-A-Y-M-E-Z. And shout out to J-Dub, J-A-Y-D-O-U-B. Get your pins out, people, because how to not fail.
What you saying, Rush?
Yo, check it out real quick. Okay, for all my cats, Blog Talk is doing maintenance right now. And you know what I'm saying? We getting people online, but we trying to get this, you know what I'm saying? This area right here is kind of crazy. So we trying to get the music up, and we trying to do our how to not. And I'm trying to, in between.
Don't worry. We got a marathon, Lush. I ain't hanging up. I'm not hanging up till you get home. I'm not hanging up. Whatever, yo. Whatever. Don't go there. Stop talking about that. We got guests on the line. Why you ain't? Is Killer Flutie out there? 407? That's his number. Let him on the line.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get the switchboard online. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
I'm trying to get the switchboard. So,
well, that's all right. Well, I could talk about Killer Flutie right now. I got to shout out Miss Taj Mahal on Twitter. M-I-Z-Z. Taj Mahal. Miss Taj Mahal. M-I-Z-E-T-A-J-M-A-H-A-L. Nah, hold up. These fools that have food stamp chick. Right, I got a new track. Food stamp chick. You know, and it's real.
Hey,
food
yo,
stamp
check
chick
it out,
coming
though.
Next. food stamp chick? Because Killer Slootie was going to talk to y'all about food stamp chick. Now I got
to let me stamp Killer Slootie. Killer Slootie, man, is a good dude. You know what I'm saying? Definitely show mad love to Lush Radio and officially stamp the whole situation and everything. But you know what? When your radio show can be mobile, sometimes you have situations like this where, you know, we try to get the engineer part with the switchboard and everything, and you know with the area.
We on a marathon, Lush. Stop talking. We good.
We on and check
we're on
it
the
right.
Marathon.
So we might actually run this show. Like,
we running it. We running the show.
I'm gonna step off for a minute so I can take care of the technical part of the situation, and I'm gonna let Ebenisha and my boy, you know what I'm saying, Future Guru, go ahead and hold it down. Shout out to Microphone Bully. Shout out to Cartier.
And I gotta talk to Ebenisha about some of the stuff I was Twittering today. I was Twittering like crazy today.
Go ahead and get it in. I'm gonna check it.
Yeah, because she told me. That's right. Lush told me that she was going to have to step away, and I'm here for me and Ebenisha. As long as I said to her, as long as I got Ebenisha, I'm good. So that's definitely what we about to do, and Lush know what's up. She's the CEO. Stop playing. Where you at, Ed?
I'm right here, babe.
You already know. Good deal. And I got to tell you how I was feeling today on Twitter, because a lot of people was coming at me, and they want to be down with the Hot or Not. And I got to shout out and keep it real, you know. Shout out to the Curse of 07, you know, Chicago. Shout out to the people that's coming to the Hot or Not, getting featured, you know. And for the most part, the people that's looking to be down, they Twittering right now like crazy and listening. And I'm about to go peek at my Twitter to see some new at replies. You know how we use Twitter, Ed. Man, you be going in. Yeah, you know how we do. I got my surround sound on. You know, I'm in another part of my office. You know, I got a little space around here. So I'm about to take a little call on my Twitter. I'm about to go to Twitter. I'm actually trying to keep y'all entertained. And I got to tell y'all who was hollering at me today.
How was you feeling regarding what was going on today? I was feeling so good
because Glory Gang listening, tweeting me right now. Glory Gang and La Prophecy on Twitter and me and Presley Girl and some of the cats like Killer Slootie, we started this at the beginning. That's why I'm feeling good about some of the music I'm getting in my email. Cats are sending me real music. We don't got to worry about garbage and sorting and sifting through stuff. Like, where am I going to find some good music?
Exactly.
You know, it's not like that.
You wasn't on the Street Queens call last night. We had a couple of kings on the call last night, Guru. And we had this woman by the name of Lisa. I'm horrible with names, but I'm sure I got hers right. And she's on HHH Magazine. And that's all she deals with is underground hip-hop artists.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a mixtape with nothing but underground. And she said that's all she listens to now. So
see, me and Ebenisha is bound that me and this Cali movement. Shout out to Miss Brandy, who has... on Twitter, city_limits, LIMITZ_ENT. And shout out to my Sharia Moore on Twitter, NYSHERIAMORE.
Yeah,
Brandy got some good artists. Yeah, Brandy got some good artists. You know, shout out to Brandy and City Limits ENT. And shout out to my Sharia Moore. They partnered up. And you know what?
That's what's up.
Yeah, put the brakes on. They partnered up. And if anybody is sleeping on that, I feel sorry for you. Don't sleep on those two ladies. Don't sleep on those two ladies. Okay, so I done talked them up. Because you know why? I talked them up because they good. They go hard in the paint. And they from a whole different, they camped out. Yeah, they camped out in Cali.
Yeah, I know that. That's crazy.
That me and her, me and them, me and Brandy and Cherie was on the phone this week.
Oh, for real?
For like 2 hours.
You should have called me.
for 2 hours.
I invited her to the
Those
are
my
point.
Girls. We was
right.
bugging. Those are my girls. We was sure. bugging. So it's like when you bring it together and you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
They've got a new website coming, and all I could do is just go on Twitter and tell y'all to stay tuned and watch them too. All the names, I just gave y'all the names. I told y'all when y'all listen to our show, get a pen and a pad. If you down on that Twitter, you can Google what we tell you, and it's going to be locked in on Twitter. Ask Lush Radio and ask Diverse Media Group. Because Lush going to listen to this show. When Lush get home, Lush is the CEO. She's going to listen to our show tonight. And she's going to remember y'all if y'all about something, you know. You got some 2 cents. Y'all got your 2 cents. You better call in. You better light the phone lines up. You got 2 cents. And guess what? I'm still at the showcase. I'm still at the heart of the city show. The heart of the city showcase. And I'm making that a trending topic. Stop playing, man. The heart of the city showcase is going through DJ Envy, Power 105 in New York. And I'm in New Jersey. Figure it out, man. Don't sleep on me, because I get around. It ain't nothing changed about that song, man. I get around. I'm going to be there. So please, 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 if you want to get down, it ain't even, you know what? You should be feeling like you want me to be repping you there. I ain't even going to tell you how much it is. All you got to do is hit my Gmail. What's wrong with y'all, man? And bring me something good. Send me something good if you got a package you want to send me, clown. Wake up, man. This is really about making moves, man. It ain't nothing. I'm asking y'all, I want something good. I could sit there and do it. Guess who I'm bringing? I'm bringing a bad young lady with me. And she knows what she's doing. She's a makeup artist. Get out of here. She can make up, male or female. Knock it off, man. We going to be there. You know if you want to be on stage, you need makeup. You better wake up. I ain't got really, like, I'm telling y'all, man, I'm going to be at that booth, man, with my thing going on, man. And shout out to Microphone Bully, Brother
Definitely
Big.
Definitely shout out to Microphone Bully.
He was on the show.
He
yesterday.
Yeah, he was
on the show.
Three Queens yesterday, too.
Oh, see there?
Make
y'all don't want me to get country. Y'all do not want me to get country, because I will tell y'all, see there? Microphone Bully called the show last night, and he was on Hot or Not Friday last week.
Exactly.
Boy, y'all better wake up, man. That's New York. The Bully's with me. The Bully's in the building with me. Shout out to MicrophoneBully.com. Videos for y'all. Send me an HD video. Send Microphone Bully an HD video. Send SKY_HI a video. His partner. You know, we know what it is. That's my fan. So you better wake up and listen to these Twitter names and know where you need to be. We are digital, and we're not trying to leave y'all out, but we just need to wake y'all up. It's not even the fact we here. We community. Think of us as a community chest, man. Get out of here, man.
And for our unsigned artists who do need press kits, DiverseMediaGroupLLC.com does handle the press kits as well. So you need to go ahead and holler at.
Got some Twitter check-ins, man. J-Dub told us don't miss out. And his company is on Twitter. Please follow J-Dub, Hot or Not Contestant. We in marathon mode, J-Dub. I know you're going to be listening, but the show is archived, my dude. CNP Global on Twitter, definitely in the building. And J-Dub, definitely in the building. J-A-Y-D-O-U-B, you know. And that is really, really, really what it is. I definitely appreciate all the Retweet Squad checking in. A bunch of people checking in. They listening, Ebenisha. They listening, baby.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? Everybody shouting
out.
Check your Twitter, too. I know they're
going hard.
We're
going hard in the pain. As
I wish you could check it. I'm
going
to have to go
pain.
Check your Twitter. Damn. Go see. I'm going to check somebody's Twitter shit. I'm going to check somebody's Twitter. My cool. Who else?
Listen, Guru, tell us about some of your artists that's on your mixtape.
What? You know I got to shout out to Slaystone 1000. Come on. He listening. I know Slaystone listen. He know our show. He know what time our show go on. And if he don't listen now, if he in the studio now, guess what? He going to be listening when I send him the tweet. We blog our shows. If you miss it tonight, you're going to hear it again. We're going to tell y'all what it be. Shout out to Virgil Kent. Shout out to Sancho the Kid. And I got another Twitter name. On Twitter.com at BONDZWORLD. I
Bonds
even go
World.
Bonds World. www.bonds.com. I'm sorry. www.bbonds.com. Spell Bonds with a Z. Aviator Music. Fly Boys. Guess what? Bonds World owns the label. So, guess what? If I'm telling y'all who y'all need to be checking for, I'm about to go send you a link to his Dat Piff page. Matter of fact, this is how Twitter works. This is how we help our people. I'm going to go to Bonds World and let you know his Dat Piff on my Twitter. See, because he just put up his couple of Dat Piff mixtapes. He got about three or four of them up there. Ooh-wee! He got a camp, boy. Don't sleep on Jersey City, y'all. Shout out to Ransom and everybody from Jersey City doing their thing. Ransom201 on Twitter. You know, we support this real Jersey City, man. You know, it's somebody claimed Jersey City. We ain't feeling that, man. It's really in Jersey. I used to live there, so whatever. You know.
Hey, I want to send a shout out to Slim Strumento. He's one of the producers.
You better shout out Slim Strumento, Aviator Fly Boy. That's what it is. Oh, God, I'm going to give you a hug if I can hug you. I'll hug you. Aviator. She know. That she feeling that. And I hope y'all checked out the website, because it's dope. Dummies. I can't stand when y'all still want to expand, man. Let's told y'all to expand. And y'all making me nervous. I ain't even going to say y'all making me sick. It's 2010. Y'all making me nervous. Y'all not ready,
shout
man.
Shout out to number one producer in the A. He reps the A. Got some hot beats.
What's his Twitter?
Number one producer.
You better know it. And Ebonisha ain't telling you no lies, man. It's my co-host, man. We keep it too real to be playing, man. Don't play with us. Go play with your kids, man. I'm sorry I had to put it like that, man. We not here for that. And you know what? It's real over here. It's real over here. You might hang up on us, but guess what? You'll come back.
Because the flavor
You'll
is
come
hot
back.
Like that.
It's flavor here, man. You know? And Ebonisha, if I may, I gotta just like... What I want to do is just make sure when Ebonisha's consulting... Please understand how I think about it. This is why you need to hook up with Ebonisha, you know, my co-host. I'm going to go back on my tweets, man, you know, and how I've been shouting out Ebonisha when I put Ebonisha's name up. I got to keep it real with y'all, you know. Ebonisha is a great person to have in as a resource. You know, we kind of picked up on, like, how I'm feeling Ebonisha is I'm cheering her while she carrying on her day. Like, I gave a little, 3 hours ago, I'm looking on my timeline, like, I said, we're going to have a great show tonight. You know, that's my baby. I'm going to cheer her up. No matter if anybody got on her nerves before the show, I'm just saying, at 3 hours ago, if anybody was getting on her nerves, I'm just telling her, we're going to have a great show. That's how I feel about my baby Ebonisha over there and out there in Cali. Holla. You know, and this is a family show. It's a family thing. But we do want y'all to support us. And watch when we get our next sponsor. I got a surprise sponsor that I'm working on.
Oh, I got one,
boy.
Too.
Okay, ain't that something? This is
I
not
got one
small.
Too.
This is Blog Talk. Radio, not small talk radio, man.
Travis CEO 1134.
This is not small talk radio, man. Get out of here.
Y'all could blog this, Google this. We are not playing. We are looking for sponsors. Come to
Guru?
Us, man. Yeah, bet.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what you want to tell these people who don't think the $10 is worth it.
Oh, why you made me go there? I gotta go be honest with you.
I've heard some things. I've heard some things. So I just want to.
Hey, we are so happy. We are so happy with our contestants that they are retweeting each other. It doesn't even matter what they think. What do they think about themselves if they're not ready for the $10 campaign? I don't care what they think. I'm going to do this forever. I started it. I'm going to end it. That's what I got to say about the $10 campaign. You're going to see it every day. And we want people to come down and get up in line, man. Get over here and reach for the stars, period. Get over here and reach for the stars. What are you doing over there?
Tell our listeners what they get for the
$10
campaign.
Boy, y'all see my retweet squad. I got some news for you, man. The retweet squad on Twitter is a trending topic that I started. I also started the Twitter page. And everybody following at Retweet Squad, if you're in business, we're going to show y'all how to make some money. And don't think that the Retweet Squad, don't think that Killer Cal ain't got a way for the Retweet Squad to get money. Please don't think that. That's a shame. I got something for all the Retweet Squad people. I got something for them. It's mine. And they're going to eat. And if you see me trending topic, we going to eat. That's what I mean. If you a hustler, if you want to make some money, if you want to holler at me about online and who in your network, man, you better talk to me now. What you going to wait for? I'm going up on the price. Get out of here, man. I'm going up on the price. You better know I'm going up on the price. I got a mixtape coming out. And my mixtape MP3 promo page, I'm about to get country on y'all. Damn near 700 followers in 30 days. 700 followers in 30 days. That's my page. Yeah. I ain't bragging. It ain't nothing to brag about. I'm bragging about this promotion. Who only two songs over there right now that's pumping on some new promo stuff for next week? I got a plan. I got a game plan every time I open it. Every time I open my door, my window, I got a game plan. I got something going on for y'all. You know? And I got some people that's really trying to get down with it. So you need to open up your eyes and see who's really getting played on my stations. I got stations. I don't got no station. I got stations, fool. I got stations. Put a Z on it. Wake up. 99.3thejoint.com, man. JOYNT. Shout out to Dow Joiner. 78 Lounge. Jersey, man.
Yo, what up?
You back, Rush.
We're
you
back
lost.
On,
me
on,
and Ebenisha was killing it. Talking to
Rue never answered my question. He went to the left.
I know.
Hey, yo. Yo, check it, y'all, everybody, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take this into a marathon, right? We're going to, you know what I'm saying, we're going to run this show tonight and stuff, but what we're going to do is go on Twitter, and we're going to be tweeting all of our hot or not, you know what I'm saying, which is Satchel the Kid, you know what I'm saying, names, and your man J-Dub, you know what I'm saying? We got some hot tracks on the hot or not.
Yeah, I'm about to go to my MP3 promo. Now, if anybody's listening, all they got to do right now is go on to Mixtape MP3 promo and watch me do my thing for the Hot or Not contestants right now. I'm live. It's 8:35 right now. But before 8:45, all three of those songs will be tweeted just like they Hot or Not. Y'all could listen and y'all could, I'm going to tweet it. And we going in and we going to marathon this and play it when Lush get home and do her thing, get to her things. I ain't hanging up.
You know, I'm good. You know, so Lush, love you, Lush. Love you, Lush.
Hey,
you already know she getting makeup. Babe, you did your makeup yet?
No, hey, Lush.
Hey, yo, cool, did you bring the rollers? Can I say something, Lush? Could you tell them about that photography thing? How you got that big old camera that you be doing, that old nice work camera you got and stuff, the camera stuff?
Yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to all my photographers out there. I'm shooting with a 50D Canon, you know what I'm saying, out there. Shout out to all my Nikon cats, but, you know, I'm shooting with a 50D, you know what I'm saying? And we doing the photo shoots out here in the DMV worldwide. We will be doing a photo shoot for my man, True Son Ali. I will be in NYC tomorrow. So, you know, a girl like Lush be grinding all day. I'm in the DMV, in New York, and back to the DMV. This how we do, man, all day, every day. We doing a marathon. We about to hit the Twitter crazy with all our hot or nots right there. Shout out to all our hot or not cats. You already know we got nothing but mad love for you. So we're going to keep this marathon going. We're going to keep it cracking.
I'm on my Twitter from Mixtape MP3 Promo. Shout out to everybody supporting my mixtape. And Ebenisha, for the question that Ebenisha was asking me, it's really real. Like what she said, you gotta get down with the RT squad because we are retweeting your music. Ebenisha is organizing the retweet squad. So what that means is you have to get down with it because we're going to tweet your music all week, and then we're going to play it on Hot or Not. So we in marathon mode right now about to tweet these guys, you know. And I got something to say, like, these guys already respect what we do. They don't even just want to be down. They respect what we do, honestly. They respect what we do. Everybody that's Hot or Not fam, they are getting retweeted. They are retweeting each other. It is so powerful. You cannot really, like, you can't ignore this, man.
It's a movement. It's a movement. Correct.
Yeah,
it's,
it's basically a movement. And shout out to the CEO, Lush Radio Online. And shout out to our whole staff and the networking, the whole networking team. And we call it the Retweet Squad. And all you got to do is look at it as like this. That's us. When you trend in topic us, hit the pound sign and hit the RT squad. I got a Twitter.
Also, we talking about branding too. Like
that's
in
right.
2010, focus on your branding, yo, because it's all about that name, and you don't want to have your brand associated with a lot of stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Because your brand represents you. You know what I'm saying? Like you're basically a mogul. Like take for instance your man Puffy. You know what I'm saying? Take for instance your man 50. Take for instance your man, you know, Jordan. You know what I'm saying? What kind of person can put out shoes that already been out before and then resell them and add a line on them and still get guap? Like, who does that? That's a brand
exactly.
right there.
Exactly.
It's the name, man. It's the name. And if you don't know about branding, Google Lush Radio Online and see what is the brand is about, son. In a year, baby, check for me. Holla at your girl. Retweet Squad, MP3, Mixtape MP3 Promo, Ebenisha, DTFM, bitch, you already know what it is. Everybody in the building, MZ Photographics, you know what I'm saying? Miss Photographics.
Let me in, Princess.
I'm about to Twitter this millionaire movement. I got to say, Lush Radio Online, and I'm on live on Twitter, you know, and just like I know we got listeners and stuff, you know, the show is not over. Like I said, we in the marathon mode. I am the head of operations. Lush Radio Online is the CEO. Get that together. Figure that out before you try to come at us sideways. Get that together. Come through me, and then I'll go to Lush. So right now, you know, I'm up on this millionaire movement. Shout out to Twitter.com, GS Billionaire. You know, we talking about the drum lords right now.
Real quick.
Go ahead, Lush.
Our sponsor just hit us up on Twitter. Shout out to our sponsor, OhanaShop.com.
What? All right.
For her ASAP. She doing real big things. Shout out to Tina Fortune that blessed
her. She probably listening, y'all. She listening, y'all. Our sponsor is
listening.
Definitely
shout out to Tina Fortune. Because she said some straight, real knowledge last night.
For real, that's real talk right there.
Shout out HH
Magazine
as well,
Lush. We shout out all our listeners. We shout out everybody that's listening right now.
Yeah, HH Magazine, she's definitely supporting independent artists, man, on a global map. And you guys support Tina Fortune. This chick right here tells you how to become financially free. This chick is like serious. Follow Tina Fortune on Twitter. She got the webinars. I mean, she got the, you know, like in Haiti, in New York. Most people in New York know about it. In Jersey know about it. In Haiti, they got this thing called the susu, where you put money in the pot, and then every rotation, whoever needs
it,
you know.
Yeah, a susu. They know about it in Brooklyn. Good point, Lush.
Okay.
Tell us about that, Lush, from the beginning. What you know about that? Tell us about that, Lush.
Know about the susu. Susu is from the Haitian, from the cast from Haiti. They basically put money in the pot. Everybody put money in the pot, right? And the person that needs the money within that time period gets that money. And then the rotation goes around again, the next person who needed to get it. So that's why it takes money to make money. You understand what I'm saying? It's like emergency money. So like what Tina Fortune got going on is like a susu. She got all the single parents, single mothers, single fathers that are just single taking care of their kids. She has the opportunity like this. You donate $10. What is $10? In New York, what, that's like what, a pack of, two packs of cigarettes or something, or a pack of cigarettes? Buy the cigarettes, you know what I'm saying? Put in $10.
Hold up, Lush. We could do it so real. That is so real what you said. You want to have to break that down. We might have to break that down in a couple more shows to come. Because if you got a family, y'all could do it. If you got a family, y'all could do it. You can't play with snakes and pooty poop butts and, you know, you can't do it like that. Don't play with the susu. Do not play with the susu. You got to be real with it. I know about it. My cousin was telling me about it. Shout out to Brooklyn. Jazzo. Shout out to Jazzo, my cousin from Brooklyn. I mean,
but
you know, we discussed this, Lush, and that's why I asked you to take a second.
You didn't hear the rest of it, Guru, though.
Let me let the people know, right? Follow Tina Fortune. Log on to her website. And $10, you put $10 in a pot. It's called it's $100 emergency fee for single parents. Put the money in there. If it's your emergency and you put your money in a pot, rotation, if you really needed it, the money goes to you. Next rotation, the person that's in emergency, it goes to you. So it kind of benefits people that basically, you know what I'm saying, put the money in the pot. It takes money to make money. It takes money to help in general, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? She's doing some serious things. Also, she tells you how to basically become financially, you know, free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, situation, you got situations. She said, man, basically she had three kids and she was single. She was homeless and all that jazz. And she basically is living in like $250,000
house
right now.
Exactly.
And she is financially free. She can write checks. She can give cash out without worrying about it. How many people can go out here and just give their rent money without clinching? She says she's living financially free right now. You understand
exactly
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing she said is when she goes to the store, she keeps all her change. She don't ever give her change. She keeps it up, and by the year, she has about $300 just of change alone.
And I'm gonna tell you real talk. I actually did that, right? I keep this big bucket with change in it, right? I went to my credit union and threw the joint in there. It was like $360. So all that change, that loose change, even them pennies, don't throw them pennies away. I see mad people throw pennies away. Son, if you want to throw pennies, give me them pennies, son. Give me all them
pennies.
Okay,
Melon.
Ooh. You take
pennies?
Lush, you take pennies?
Pennies, son.
You take pennies, Lush?
Yo, put the pennies in the bank, son.
Oh, you take pennies, huh? Oh. That's the secret, huh?
That's the secret, huh, Lush?
Anything, shut up. Everything you can spend, you can take. And on top of that, like, say, you know, you take a $20 bill, you crack it, and you got, like, maybe $2 left for change, right?
Yeah.
Instead of spending it, throw it in the box. Get a shoe box.
Hold up. I'm tired. I got to say something. I'm tired of cracking $20 bills.
Hold up. Let me make
I'm tired of cracking $20 bills. Go ahead.
You is off the chain.
Go ahead, Lush. Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry. I'm tired of cracking $20 bills. Let me get to them pennies. Go ahead.
Yo, so you crack a $20 bill or you crack $100, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Google does. He cracks $100, so you crack $100. And you left with like $5, a dollar or whatever. You throw it in a box. And you just keep throwing it in the box, slide it under your bed, put it somewhere where you don't think about it. Yo, my peoples were starting to do that, wrap them around in rubber bands, right? And this other lady that I know, she puts them in socks and stuff, throws her dollar bills in socks. She had like $1,000 in once saved up, you know, by doing that. So this is the thing. 2010, save your money. And just like me and Ebenisha said, it's about to be time for tax time, right, people? And most of us, you know, our people, our black people, you know how we do. We start going to the Prada store. We start going to Bath and Body Works. We start buying a cologne. We start going on trips and all this. And then you got like $6,000 in tax returns and $3,000 in tax returns. And then in 2 weeks, son, you broke. What's
exactly, living from check to check. That's ridiculous.
Oh, stop it. That's
ridiculous.
Deep.
Invest your money.
You know what my mother said? If it's on your ass, it's not an asset. My mom said, if it's on your ass, it's not an asset, yo. That's what she said.
That's real talk.
That's true.
Let's start investing our money in our businesses. There's no reason why none of us can't go over there and go and open up a business. Go ahead and LLC your business, get it together. It only costs like $200 to $300, depending on what state you are. But in Maryland, it's like $200 to $300. You go over there, LLC, register your name, your trade name, you know what I'm saying, and get it done and over with. Like, get a We need to start educating our people and start getting these businesses together and start doing real big things. Like, don't talk about it, be about it. Get money.
Lush, what's some of the challenges that you see out there talking to people about this? Like, even if you knew they lost their job, Wednesday we had a great show about if you lost your job, who do you think you could talk to and just talk some sense? Like, I mean, are people, like, even listening? You know, about entrepreneurs, like to be an entrepreneur.
You know what? Honestly,
do you think it goes in one ear and out the other?
I don't think so.
I'm serious.
Because to tell you the truth, I think 2009 has made the most entrepreneurs. There's so many home-based businesses. It's ridiculous.
We just hope y'all are listening. Lush has great advice.
Yo, Google is stupid.
I'm just saying. I mean, you have to hustle if you really think that you're going to make it. If you want to make it, you have to hustle. I don't even know where to start. We asked you guys Wednesday, if you lost your job, would you think of anything? Would you try to be an entrepreneur? Would you really think about making it on your own? If you go fill out an application, guess what? You're not thinking about making it on your own. I'm sorry. If you go fill out a second job application, all right, and you got a job already. If you want to go work somewhere else for somewhere else, like Pathmark or something, there's nothing wrong with that. And if that's, you got a first full-time 40-hour job and you want to go put in 6-7 hours at somewhere else, you ain't trying to make it on your own, man.
And you're expendable.
What?
You work for somebody else, you are expendable.
Let me tell you what jobs are nowadays. Jobs are modern day slavery. Real talk. Like, I mean,
understand. They basically give you, the government itself gives you enough money, to survive, okay? They give you enough money to maintain every day. They give you enough money to try to get some food, you know what I'm saying? But they just give you enough. They never give you enough that you're content with. They give you enough so you can maintain. They try to make you make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know what I mean?
All the time.
And
you can't advance if they don't want you to advance.
Hey,
you could be working at one company for 10 years and still be at the same position you was when you first started.
The process about it is that the economy is built on debt. How many people in the United States have good credit? Let's be real.
Well,
how many of the people in the United States has good credit?
Let the church say amen.
How many people in the United States got good credit? I can't even count on my finger how many people. Well, I can count on my finger. Maybe I know about two people that got good credit in the United States of America that I know personally. And they're not black.
Well, I knew someone that did have good credit, and then after they bought their home, it just went sideways. But, you know.
But you know why most of this stuff happens is because people live outside their means.
Their means,
people
all the time.
People live outside their means. If you stay within your means and you budget how much money you spending every month, if you know this so-and-so got to get paid, people need to start paying their stuff in advance. So they know the extra money that they got on the side, they put it put it to the side.
Exactly.
Pay it in advance.
Pay yourself. That's the key to it all. Pay yourself.
I got something for y'all, Lush. I'm gonna tweet the J Dub track. We might do something crazy. I'm gonna tweet the J Dub track right now and go to my mixtape MP3 promo. I already tweeted the Millionaire Movement and I'm gonna let y'all know that I tweeted the J Dub track on both pages. So shout out to J Dub on Twitter, JAYDOUB. I got the location, that's worldwide. He's doing his thing. I'm gonna update in Twitter everything about J Dub right now, so y'all can know where he is and how to get at him. This one is called Never Stop. You can go to my Twitter, FutureGuru100. From Twitter, or you can go to my twitter.com mixtape MP3 promo right now and hear this Never Stop track by J Dub. And shout out to Lush Radio for holding down over there at the video shoot. Baby, you still need makeup? You got enough makeup over there? You good? Lush? Lushy Lush, check in. Because she make her own self up. I'm just checking in, man.
You is retarded.
Shout out to Lush Radio at the video shoot for Wordsmith. We are Wordsmith live. Our show is two live for TV.
Yo, Boo.
Love you, Lush. Love you, baby.
Yo, Boo. I swear, yo, I'm gonna be going on in a few, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. I got you, man. Ebenisha did a good job.
I'm gonna be going on in a few, man. They got me, you know. I'm going to the official doing the.
Baby, why don't you tell them where you at again, though? Tell them where you at again, cause they don't remember. Some people
right
just coming
now,
on.
We're just coming on. I'm letting y'all know I'm live at work. Video shoot right now. This is the international joint right here that's going for the UK. You know what I'm saying? He did the joint, you know, y'all seen the joint he did with Chubb Rock, you know what I mean? That joint was hot, you know, it was like a Matrix thing. So I'm live here, I'm doing my cameo, so, you know, I'm filling out all my information, you know, I'm about to be in it. I might just nod my head, I might, you know.
And that's why we got Twitter, man, to help us out. And Lush Radio,
I
tell you what, Twitter ain't letting us down. Our Twit fam, shout out to our Twit fam, man, they know what's going on. They know what's going on. Shout out to Ebenisha, you know, holding me down. Thank you, Ebenisha. No, I love you.
You're welcome, babe.
For real, this is Real Talk Radio, man. This is Real Talk Radio. Ain't nobody playing over here. We keep it real. Hey, stick with us through our technicals. Hey, how you say technical foul? technical foul, nigga. If y'all with us, you with us, and I don't play with that. If you with us, you with us. I bet you my how to knock it. Texas is with us, man. Like, that's why I'm tweeting them niggas. Stop playing. We can be real on this show.
Professional.
I'm sorry. And we slip and be professional.
Yeah, I'm on the mixtape MP3 promo joint. I'm ready for the retweet, man. So go ahead and get that banging out.
I got that popping. Never Stop by J Dub is up there on the fact. I'm Twitter that. It's already Twittered.
Make sure you send them to me at my ad.
Absolutely, okay. Right now. Actually, I'm playing J Dub in the background. J Dub is in the background with the track. You know, it's no problem. It's no problem. You know how we do. If you're listening, you know J Dub goes in. And for the most part, all we doing here is making sure that everybody know you can go to twitter.com/mixtapempromo. J-Dub is in effect, man. It's unconventional, man, but we do what we do. We told them how to not is in effect, man, no matter what. That's all we told y'all.
Yo, give him that joint.
Yeah,
I got it on. I'm about to go on Future Guru 100 page and Twitter it. Right now. It's live on Mixtape MP3 promo. That's where I'm playing it from. If y'all go to that Twitter page, Mixtape MP3 promo, you can click play at the top of my timeline. That's all you got to do. Click on the link. And I got Millionaire Movement in effect. And you know who's coming up next, Sancho the Kid. Shout out to my How to Knock contestants. They know the show was going on from 7 to 9, and we made it in time. This is what we do, man. This is what we do, man. We real with ours, man. I'm playing J-Dub right now. That's J-Dub. You already know. Unconventional, but we doing it.
Yo, put that joint for us, the joint, so we can hear that joint.
I'm Twittering that.
No,
Baby, shit. Yo, you gotta respect that Chopped and Screwed that's popping like all through that track. That's why I was feeling that track. What's good, y'all?
What's good?
Did y'all hear that track somewhat?
Yes.
Where's Lush Radio online? Lush, she stepped away from the building.
I'm live in the building. I just had to go, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we're going to talk to... Yeah, we got you back. That track was pumping, so Albanisha says. So, J-Dub, shout out to J-Dub. And we got the next one coming.
Shout out to J-Dub. He was doing a stizzo.
Did you hear it, Albanisha? If my co-host says she heard it, then y'all heard it.
Yeah, we all heard it. It was loud and clear.
Well,
and
damn, I got something done. I might get a promotion. Shout out to Lush Radio. I might get me a promotion on this show right now.
You are crazy.
I am with Lush Radio online. Where my CEO at? I ain't even asking for no code. Where my CEO at? I'm banging on tables. Where you at, Lush? Yeah, Benicia, did you hear what I said? I might get me a promotion. She is away from the desk. What's up, Benicia? Tell me what you think about J-Dub.
Oh, well, the parts that I heard of the song was actually pretty good. I was sitting here nodding my head to it, so.
Well, guess what? Who I got next is Millionaire Movement coming up. And we're going to get right into it because it's 9 o'clock. It's 9:01. You know what? They're going to stick around. They're not even hanging up, man. I got to go back to Mixtape MP3 promo. I might as well big up my Twitter page. Ain't this something? Yo, I didn't even think I was going to get Millionaire Movement since we've been online. Got a few plays, and I ain't even mad at y'all. And this is when you go on Mixtape MP3 promo, you're going to see the Sky High logo all in the background. What's wrong with y'all? Take a look. Take a look at it. Look at the bird in the back. Sky High ENT DJ Stunner Presents, man. That's who it is. And y'all getting lucky because y'all see the first track that was on there from Sky Food Stamp Chick. And guess what?
I'm gonna play
Millionaire Movement from Names right now because this is how to not contest.
Go ahead and get into that joint right there. Cause
right now, baby. Here it comes from Names.
Charles, this is how we do it. First class, have a fly pass. Come catch, never lose their mouth. Shorts and a bounce, no fools and accounts. It's more for the house, get the rest of the bad. Take a look at me when I pull up. Don't I look like a million bucks? Smelling fresh, dressing the best. On your press, way more than the rest. You didn't know, baby, ask who I am larger than life. There's no way, never scam. This is my destiny. And the money never get the best of me. My recipe is to grind to death for me. You got an arsenal weaponry. Hundreds, thousands, then move on to the millions. And I ain't shopping to the cash, rockets to the ceiling. Gotta feel me inside of my hands is itching, waiting for that check with the profit. My options is to make that music, or I gotta go and rob it. My daughter needs a diaper, the car it needs is driving. So I need that green to get me from eating the cockpit. Stop it, nauseous from being broke. No changes out of the code, and negative amounts on each and every single bankroll. I know that it's time for change, cause my grind is simply strange. I'm cut from a different cloth, we are not the same. Cause I make my hits with ease, focus on that crib right next to the beach. Please, jet ski, summer breeze. That millionaire move.
I know who that was. Jersey in the building. That's Names on Twitter, N-A-Y-M-E-Z. And shout out to G.S. Billionaire on Twitter, G.S. Billionaire. Spelled correctly.
Shout out to my head of operations. You know, that's why I made you head of operations right there, because this is what I'm talking about. Keeping it moving, man.
Show must go on.
Well, how did that come through on the headphones? Yeah, headphones asses. Get your headphones on, knuckle.
Yo.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's
show must go on, babies. That's my babies talking to me. The show must go on. I got this, man. Love y'all, man.
Love
y'all, man. I already
know,
man. Nobody faking. Nobody faking nothing, man. It's 100. 110. Step on the gas and don't get off the gas. Don't get off the gas. Step on their necks. Whatever. Whatever, man. Whoever listening, we love y'all. Whoever listening, we love y'all. We got one more for y'all. Yo, what y'all think about Millionaire Movement? I'm feeling that track, man. That's hot, man.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
hot. That was hot.
It was nice. It was nice going right there. Definitely got to check out his Millionaire Movement. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, J-Dub, never stop. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got your man, you know what I'm saying, Satchel the Kid. Get loose. This joint right here. I can honestly say it's my favorite.
Yeah, I told Sancho that Lush, that is my man, and we're going to go in with the iTunes campaign. I got to tell y'all. Y'all ain't going to see no iTunes campaign like this, man. That's my man. So I'm going to play his joint in a few. You know, I'm getting it together right now for y'all, but the track goes. Lush likes the track, and, you know, I was speaking to Sancho the Kid today, and if you can just take a second and think about, are you a thinker? Like, or do you think about things? Yes, I'm going to promote his YouTube. Yes, I am going to promote his iTunes single, and he has an album coming out. So I need to tell y'all about Sancho the Kid. It's not just me playing his record tonight. It's not just about me playing Name's record. Yo, I am following up with my contestants, man. I don't just take their record and that's it. This is my show, man. Me and Lush is allowing me to bring this platform to y'all, man. She's the CEO. And I had to tell somebody today, I don't want that on my show. And go back to the drawing board, bring me something else. I love you to death, but I'm not playing that. So please bring it right to my Gmail, man. That's just a warning. I'm not calling niggas out. I'm not calling people out. But this is real radio, and we will accept what we want on our show. Nobody tells us what to play on our show.
We don't have a playlist.
I'm the playlist, and Lush Radio is the playlist right now. For right now, that's what it is. You got to holler at us.
What's up?
And we being fair and real. We being fair and real.
So don't be sending us tweets talking about listen to our music. You're going to have to go ahead, and you're going to have to join the $10 campaign.
Mm.
So the listeners can tell you if it's hot or not.
Definitely. So, hey, Google, you
want to
go ahead and give them that
I'm pulling up Sanchez in 2 seconds because
yo,
you know when they hear this is one that you like, Lush. This is one that you like, and I'm gonna give it to him right now. I'm just gonna bring it to the
shout out to
player.
Sancho.
The Future Guru 100 is the mixtape player is in effect, and I got to tell y'all to go to log on to Twitter mixtape MP3 promo where y'all can hear all these tracks from Hot or Not, and if you actually just follow, if you actually follow the page, you'll actually see what's going. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com mixtape MP3 promo. For the most part, I'm getting the song on deck for y'all to hear from my man, Sancho the Kid. This track is hot, and I'm looking around right now. If y'all really wanna hear some hot tracks, man, just go to this page. Go to the mixtape MP3 promo page. That's what you need to do. Because what's gonna happen is I got plenty of music over there, and part of it is on my mixtape. Shout out to everybody supporting my mixtape MP3 promo, you know, and that's going in.
And for you, for the listeners that just are tuning in right now, we are having technical difficulties. So we're not able to take any phone calls, but we're still doing the show regardless because, like they say in showbiz, the show must go on.
Oh, you ain't said no better than that, boo. You know I love
that's what's up right there. So I got a question I want to throw around while I line up this song. I'm lining up this song for my man, Sancho the Kid, because I'm calling him the highlight of the show. We're going to get this on in a few minutes, but you know, I got something out there I got to throw around on Twitter that I had out there. And, you know, anybody that's listening, you know, they can answer the question and tweet it or whatever.
Tell us what's the retweet squad doing, Guru.
The retweet squad is in effect. How much can I say that, how much we love the retweet squad?
We love the retweet squad so much
that they know exactly what's up. They know that we here for them. They know we here for them, and that's what matters at the end of the day.
We're gonna have to take a day to showcase the retweet squad as well, so everybody can see what they're doing.
Definitely,
just for our appreciation.
We definitely need to do that. All of our retweet squad, we definitely love y'all and our sponsors too. You know what I'm saying, Gina. Ohana Shop, Strictly Bump One, shout out to Microphone Bully, everybody that definitely rock with the show, no matter what, diehard fans, we love y'all to death, through thick and thin, we rock with y'all, we love you, we keep our word, you know what I'm saying, the show must go on, and we still make it happen, we still going to
Hey, Lush, what's the name of that song you like so much from Sancho the Kid, baby? You know it's called Lose Control, right?
That's
the joint you want to hear, Lushy Lush? We're going to
go ahead and give
them
that.
Yeah, we're going to get to that song in about 2 seconds, Lushy Lush. I just had to let you know what I was doing to that song. I'm about to do to that song what it do. This is Lushy Lush's song, and this is, I told you we was going down before 9:15. Don't play with me. I am the head of operations, and I'm about to play this song right now. You know? Shout out to Lush Radio, man. We playing all our Hot or Not because we love our Hot or Not contestants, man.
That's real tough right there. And you know what, though? And for the Hot or Not cast, this is what I'm going to do. Like, Wednesday show, I'm gonna play y'all music again on Wednesday. That's what I'm going to do for y'all. We're going to play your music again on Wednesday and all the cats that, you know what I'm saying, we did, the other cats that we definitely rock with, that we weren't able to play their music tonight. We're going to play it on Wednesday. We still going to rock it. And actually, we're going to rock it. I'm going to rock it for the whole week, you know what I'm saying, to show that love. That's how on Lush Radio Online. We support our artists and support the real music out there. And after we do Satchel, we're going to, you know what I'm saying, give our closing thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And wrap up the show. You know what I mean?
Hey, Lush, here comes Lose Control right now from Sancho. Here it is, Lushy Lush.
Sexy.
Talk to him about that. Y'all funny, man. That cut was hot, definitely hot.
Yeah, that joint is definitely y'all put a stamp on it. It's official. Sancho the Kid. You already know what it is, man. Yo, I was out here doing my little booty joint.
Lush, what you said you was doing to that song? Lush.
Joint, you know
what I'm saying? You was?
Yeah, boy. That's that song right there.
You was too, Ebenezer. You probably will.
Mm-hmm. I was dropping it
yeah,
right
y'all see what we got? Y'all see what we got with Sancho the Kid? That is crazy.
It's
Sancho, they're looking out, Sancho. They actually losing control on the phone, Sancho. Sancho, I thought he was going to be listening. I want him to hear the show. They losing control already, dog. Your song only been played 4 or 5 times already for me. You about to go into the hundreds of plays. I'm about to send Sancho into hundreds of plays. Lose control. Watch the player. Watch the counts go up. Watch the hits go up.
Hey, yo, everybody, Sancho the Kid, J-Dub, you know what I'm saying? My name, Names, you know what I'm
Word.
Saying? You know, Miss Nana's father. You know what I'm saying? You know,
Sev,
Big
Sev. Shout out to Big Sev. Nork Illy.
Killer Slooty. You know what I'm saying? Hi, Microphone Bully, the whole fam, all of y'all. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. You know, Ebenezer, lovely host. My head of operations, my man with the plan, making the show pop.
keeping it moving no matter what, holding the cap down.
Exactly.
And we in the building.
Damn, can we sign off with a Sky High track since I could get my Killer Studio on? I got Taj Mahal on deck, yo. I got that food stamp chick on deck, you heard me? I really do.
Why don't you go ahead and we about to, you know, we're going to holler at y'all same time, same place, each and every Friday. We love y'all. Catch me in New York tomorrow. I'll be in Brooklyn to holler at your girl.
I got
to
play this food stamp chick, too. Yeah, word. That's good looking, Lush.
We're going to end it off with food stamp chick, and we out.
Yes, sir. Hot or not, baby. Wake up, man. Wake up, y'all. This ain't nothing but a thing. And I tell you what, I got one more shout-out before I play this joint. Because I'm getting to the joint. I'm queuing it up. Y'all know that DJ talk. This DJ talk. I'm queuing up the record. But guess what? I got it on www.twitter.com mixtape mp3promo. I got it right there. And when you go to that site, you're going to see the cats. You're going to see Sky High ENT. You're going to see what it is, man. So,
hot or not, baby.
Please, please be sure to just log in on skyhighondeck.com. Shout out to French Montana and shout out to everybody that's really doing their thing over at Cocaine City. And, you know, we got this track right here from Sky High. And then the new artist, Miss Taj Mahal, that's who y'all need to check for right now. You know, I'm queuing it up. And I gotta go to it right now, just like this. Like, don't even sleep on this team. Don't sleep on this team, man. It's really going down. You know.
And good night.
You know, Ebenezer, I appreciate everything you doing out there. For real. You helping out everything we do. You really making things happen out there for us on here. Like, you know.
I'm on it.
This is what we really do. This is what we do out here on Twitter. This is what we do on Facebook. Y'all know that our shows is getting blocked to Facebook all across the country, you know, just like that. And right now I'm queuing up the song for Killer Slooty. And Lush Radio Online was on deck at the video shoot, so we're going to have Killer on our first available show. You know, here we go with the Sky High joint featuring Taj Mahal, T-Bird, and Dooley. And it's called Food Stamp Chick, all right? So y'all pay attention to that and just sign in when y'all need to sign in. The next show for Lush Radio Online is just keep checking on www.com blogtalkradio.com/Lush Radio Online.
Radio Online.
Ebenezer, give us some shout-outs while I cue this record, baby.
My shout-out is going to all of our listeners tonight who have bared with us throughout all this technical difficulty, and also to the Hot or Not contestants that send in their music, wanting it to be heard. We played it, but like Les said, we're going to go ahead and play it all next week.
Don't forget that. They can definitely get that.
Yes. And also to Lush Radio. Definitely.
Food Stamp Chick. If y'all ready to hear Food Stamp Chick, you better put your hands in the air for Jersey, man. I'm about to play this joint right now, man. I'm a DJ, man. And I'm a promoter. Now, as soon as y'all figure that out, y'all probably want to get down. Sky High ENT, Food Stamp Chick, coming up right now. Let's go.